Elizabeth Arrett with a long CR entitled Libya Unrest, Dateline Benghazi, Libya, suggested intro. Forces for and against the Libyan government continue to battle for Al-Zawiya, 50 kilometers west of the capital Tripoli. In the opposition-held east, rebel forces claimed control of the oil town Ras Lanuf and vowed to continue their march along the coast toward the capital. VOA's Elizabeth Arrett has more from Benghazi in eastern Libya. Officials loyal to Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi dismiss evidence that Ras Lanuf is in rebel hands. But the opposition and witnesses say rebels have pushed beyond the town, more than halfway between rebel headquarters in Benghazi and the city of Sirte, and are now eyeing that Gaddafi stronghold. Mustafa Gharani is the media organizer at the Benghazi courthouse, the symbolic center of the rebellion.
They have taken Ras Lanuf and they moved on. The government is not in control of Tripoli. Control is really a funny word. Are you successfully managing to keep people at homes and having a checkpoint at the end of each block, okay, and terrorizing people? Then yes, he is in control. Does he have the people in Tripoli with him? The answer is no.
But Gaddafi loyalists put on a show of support in the capital's Green Square the day before, a seemingly less forced affair than previous rallies, even as pockets of resistance in Tripoli continue to rise up. And there is a question, as yet unanswered, about the westward march of the opposition. Why has Colonel Gaddafi, not known for his restraint, held back the full might of his remaining battle force? Small, hastily formed rebel groups take over town after town as government forces retreat. Speculation is rampant that more bitter battles lie ahead and serves to dampen some of the rebels' euphoria. In Benghazi, the opposition National Council held its first formal meeting Saturday. As the makeshift group tries to consolidate control of governance in the east, it's also expected to renew the call for limited international military help against Colonel Gaddafi. Media advisor Gharani.
As a Libyan, we are united not to have any foot soldiers on our land. However, we welcome a no-fly zone. We welcome with precision strategic bombing of his strongholds. This guy has already have defection within his own groups, and I think something like that will speed up the process and just lessens the bloodshed that will take place.
Outside the courthouse, crowds gathered to mourn those killed in an explosion at a rebel-held munitions camp on the outskirts of Benghazi Friday. As coffins were carried aloft and placed before the building, mourners chanted defiantly. The cause of the blast remains unclear. Gharani says evidence suggests it was sabotage by pro-Gaddafi forces, but would not rule out that it was an accident. To the men who wept openly, it did not seem to matter. Those killed were martyrs, and, the mourners said, would be blessed by God. Elizabeth Arrett, VOA News, Benghazi.